and help us win this battle.
Homegrown would-be jihadist stopped in New York, so here we go again, a sad repeat. Iran jumping into the fray in Gaza, offering to escort ships. Isn't that nice? In the meantime, what about the oil spill? Is it exaggerated, a little bit overblown, or are we really seeing dirty pelicans gracing the front pages of our newspapers? Well, to be honest, for certain we are seeing some dirty birds out there. I saw a depressing headline here. Here it is, the first of the victims, and it was a giant photograph of one of the pelicans that was doused in oil. And of course, this is a race against oil. There's no question about that. So that's where we start here on America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. As always, Kate Delaney, the skipper of this ship. We're not leaking oil yet anyway, but we certainly will navigate through some pretty rough waters. We're also going to give you the latest from sports shorts. There were a lot of things to talk about in the NBA. It's down to Boston and Los Angeles. They've split. We'll tell you the details on that. Also, did we have a triple, not a triple crown winner, because we didn't have a triple crown winner, but did we have a trifecta challenge winner here on America Tonight? If we did, that means somebody cleaned out the prize closet. A horse that won the Belmont, not one that was expected to win, 13-1 odds, Drosselmeyer, the horse that came in the money. And we'll give you more of the skinny on that, plus the Flyers, the Blackhawks, and a whole bunch of other things as well. But first, let's jump back to what I was talking about with the oil. And I was talking to a shrimper over the weekend. I just had a brief conversation. It was interesting because what he was telling me is, listen, you go out on these boats or you have a boat, you get it ready. It costs XYZ to get the boat ready. Not cheap. You get the crew on board. You go out. Sometimes your haul is pretty big. You'll get a check for maybe $1,500, $1,800, you yourself. The rest of the guys would be paid out too. So what's happening is what the shrimpers and the fishermen are getting is $5,000 a month, which is nowhere near what they would normally be able to pull in a month's time. So they've taken out loans. They have a lot of money jumped into the boat to get it ready for the season, whatever it might be. I mean, the luckier people are the ones who had everything just right and didn't have to spend a lot of money to get ready for the season because they wouldn't lose as much money. So BP is still saying, we're paying the claims, we're paying the claims. But what the people in Louisiana are saying, the people in Alabama and Mississippi are saying, it's just not enough. They're not even paying what they should normally be making. But it's all about proving that. So the people are asked to basically bring in their shoeboxes of documentation. And in a lot of cases, how do you prove that when you're a crew hand and one summer you made, who knows, $70,000, another summer you made $40,000. So there are a lot of tempers flaring, to say the least, in the Gulf Coast. Now, as to what's going on with the spill itself, BP feels as though there is a little bit of a breakthrough, that they are siphoning off more oil, and the cap that they put on is somewhat working. But now there is also new evidence, another oil plume that's been uncovered. So what does that mean? It's all about the gallons that are being spilled and where it's headed and how bad it is and how closely it is coming to wrecking more lives in the states that I mentioned, whether it's Louisiana, Mississippi, you could throw Texas into that. Florida's another one, Alabama, you would throw that in as well. So what about the governor of Mississippi? He's saying he doesn't know why people are staying away from the Gulf Coast, because it is exaggerated that there's always tar balls here and there, but they're not seeing anything of a catastrophe near the beaches that people are talking about. Here was Haley Barber's take.
The worst thing for us has been how our tourist season has been hurt by the misperception of what's going on down here. The Mississippi Gulf Coast is beautiful. As I tell people, the coast is clear. Come on down. We've had virtually no oil. If you're on the Mississippi Gulf Coast any time in the last 48 days, you didn't see any oil at all. We've had a few tar balls, but we have tar balls every year as a natural product of the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, so notice he made that distinction that we always have a little bit of that because of the oil business. It's something that we expect. He said they're not rolling in the oil, and I get kind of a mixed point of view because I've talked to people that have been there and say the opposite, and then talked to other people who say he's right. It's not as disastrous as is being played out. I guess it's really a lot to do with that waiting game. We're still waiting to see ultimately how much gets capped, how much is siphoned off, what happens with the currents, all that sort of stuff. In fact, that's what the top cop at the Coast Guard says. Admiral Allen, the guy who's been all over this thing, says that it's too early to tell about the BP progress, that there has been some of it, that it's in the right direction, but how can anybody be happy as long as there's any oil in the water? If you have any oil, it's not a good thing. It is good that at least there's movement in the right direction. Right now, the company is saying they funneled about 250,000 gallons of oil in the first 24 hours from that containment cap that was installed on the well that we told you about. And that is good. At least something's happening there. And then they're increasing the amount of oil they're funneling to the surface. And, you know, at the same time, when you have about 800,000 gallons of crude that's gushing into those ocean waters every day, he's right. The admiral's right. There isn't a lot to smile about because you do have people whose lives are interrupted and whose livelihoods are dangling and hanging in the balance. And it's still ultimately, where does all of it end up? The Floridians are still upset and concerned about what's going to happen and how much money is going to be left to clean up whatever it ends up being. The five Gulf states and probably are all going to be affected by this, not just Louisiana, not just Mississippi, but Florida is waiting for what is going to happen to them and what's going to happen to Pensacola, etc. All right, coming up in this hour, we've got We Can Count, and boy, there are a lot of interesting stories in We Can Count. Plus, two New Jersey guys that I mentioned at the top arrested at JFK, charged with the federal complaint, conspiring to kill, this sounds familiar, right, maim and kidnap people outside of the United States. It's a jihadist group, again, that they join. Two guys, young in their 20s, who grew up in New Jersey, who were headed to Somalia, and the FBI had been scoping them out, had gotten good information about them, thank goodness, and they were able to crack down, swoop in, and bust into their houses and walk away with boxes and boxes of material. And they say the spider web is incredible that they've been piecing together. And the people in these two New Jersey neighborhoods are just completely shocked by this. That's a familiar thing you see on television news, isn't it? We had no idea. Seem like such nice people. This is something we don't see in this neighborhood. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk about prostate cancer and the fact that dogs are actually detecting prostate cancer. Isn't that the craziest thing? Would you think of that? So how do those two work hand in hand? What's happened there? We're going to talk to the editor of Men's Health Magazine, Greg Stebbin, in just a few here on ATN.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 4th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1204.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1236.85, 618.43 for a half ounce, or 309.21 for the quarter ounce. That's 1236.85, 618.43, or 309.21.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We can count. I'm going to tell you how many times Tiger Woods hit the fans at the Memorial Jacks tournament. Duck, here comes Tiger's ball. I know there's a joke in there somewhere. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those spots in between. It's always a pleasure to have my pal Greg Stebbin, the editor of Men's Health Magazine, on the show with us. And they do such fascinating stuff in that mag. You know, if I said to you, there's a story about dogs sniffing out prostate cancer, would you look at me like a little cockeyed? I was telling someone that today. So I was going to find out more about the prostate cancer and how dogs could actually, I'm thinking, help in the diagnosis of this and sniffing it out, in other words, and maybe sending someone to the doctor. Or perhaps I'm wrong on that assumption. That's why we have Greg with us to explain. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hi, Kate. It's great to be here.
You know, when you tell someone that, they do look at you a little cockamamie when you say that.
Well, you kind of want to laugh, and then you think to yourself, well, dog is man's best friend.
Uh-huh.
And what better way for dog to confirm his great friendship for man than to perhaps play a major role in helping men detect prostate cancer, which is, you know, in many ways the male equivalent of breast cancer, but just doesn't get the same kind of attention. And that's something we can talk about, too.
Why
is it that we know so much more about breast cancer than prostate cancer?
Yeah, because now what's happened is guys like Joe Torre is trying to, since that happened with him, is trying to shine a light on it. And other well-known people who have had who have been diagnosed with it and survived it have been out there speaking, which I think is a good thing because the more awareness, the better. But first, let's talk about the dogs. What's the deal with the dogs being trained to detect the scent of, I guess, the chemicals that are produced in the body by the prostate tumor, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, so this is a really interesting thing. It turns out some researchers in France have come to the conclusion that when the body has a prostate cancer tumor, that there's some relationship in the body around the tumor that creates this unique scent, and they've trained a dog. There's one dog at this point. They've trained a dog to successfully detect that scent. Now, the thing about breast cancer, one, it's a very interesting disease for a lot of reasons. Some of it is, it's very interesting medically, and it's also very interesting socially, frankly. But one of the things that's so interesting about it and distressing about it medically is that currently the way we test for prostate cancer is not very accurate. Now, guys don't even like talking about prostate cancer because one way that doctors test is what's called the digital exam, and we don't have to talk about it any more than that. I mean, digit means finger, and
right.
That's enough, okay?
Right.
That's a not an accurate way to test at all, but it's often the beginning of how a guy or a guy's doctor determines he has prostate cancer during an annual physical exam. And then there's a PSA test, which is a blood test. But the problem with the PSA test is that it has a very high level of false positives. And what that means is a lot of guys get PSA tests back that suggest they may have prostate cancer. That creates a lot of anxiety, a lot of what we call cancer scares, and a lot of biopsies. And I think statistically, about only a third of guys who have high PSA test scores actually end up having prostate cancer. So two-thirds of those guys go through a lot of stress and have unnecessary biopsies, also a bad thing, only because the test itself is inaccurate. So along come these dogs, which are this one dog is incredibly accurate. It detected 63 out of 66 cases of cancer, so the number of false detections was very, very low, only 3 out of 66. That is an extraordinary number compared to what happens when we use the PSA test.
Wow. And so in rolling it back and in talking about the digit test, the old-fashioned way, I guess, do you think that's why men are sheepish about going to get tests? Because that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a very, you know, I said it's kind of an interesting social issue. It's bigger than just prostate cancer and the digital exam. The reality is, statistically, men are very bad at going to the doctor about anything. You know, a lot of men in this country die unnecessarily young simply because they won't even go to get an annual exam, or they have some kind of symptom for something that anyone in their right mind would rush to a doctor with, and many, many guys just ignore it. And some doctors, a lot of doctors, frankly, we talk to a lot of doctors here at Men's Health, say the truth is, or I shouldn't say the truth is, the theory is that men are afraid. They're afraid to hear that there's bad news, and they'd rather hear no news and go into a state of denial than have enough time to treat something. And particularly with many cancers, including prostate cancer, early detection is the closest thing to a cure that we have.
Yeah, boy, and yeah, no kidding about that. You said there was one dog, so I'm assuming there's plans for more, and how does that work?
Well, yeah, I mean, this may be the best thing that's ever happened to the overpopulation of canines, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, so the plan is actually, or the hope is, that now that the dog has, in a sense, proven that it is possible to detect a unique scent related to prostate cancer. The idea is not to have a team of millions of dogs around the country or around the world that detect prostate cancer, but to push the research beyond that and be able to detect scientifically or chemically a way to detect that scent. So the dogs will be helpful in the short term, but even more effective than dogs would be some, you know, think of some kind of litmus test or something that could also detect the scent in the absence of dogs, because that's something that's much more scalable and more easy to distribute and, frankly, probably a lot more economical.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned at the top you're saying how breast cancer, there's so much more awareness about breast cancer. What do you think has to happen to raise the level so there's more attention paid to prostate cancer, besides celebrities like Joe Torre that I mentioned?
Well, right. And, you know, this is something, frankly, I've been interested in for almost 20 years, because it's been almost 20 years that Bob Dole became the first well-known guy to publicly say, I had it, meaning I had prostate cancer, and I'm not going to hide or lie about it or deny it. I'm going to come out and publicly talk about it because I want other men to get tested. I frankly think it's why we know so much about breast cancer is because women are a lot better at taking care of themselves, and they're a lot better at working at taking care of each other. They're community-minded, and as guys, we're not like that. So I happen to think if we're going to beat prostate cancer, the problem is so far we've been thinking guys would band together like women have around breast cancer. That hasn't happened. I happen to think that women have a much better shot at helping us produce the kind of success against prostate cancer that they have for breast cancer. If you leave it up to us guys, it'll be another 20 years and we won't have made much more progress.
Yeah, we don't want to see that, because there's just too many guys are coming down with it. And as you said, Greg, it's something, if you find out about it, it's, and you detect it early enough, you can treat it. If you wait until it's too late, you're stuck.
Well, that's the thing, is when you detect it early, you have options. And that's also part of the complication, is that they say that by the time guys die in their 70s or 80s, almost all guys have some level of prostate cancer. So the real trick is detecting it early, if it's there, and then also beginning to get a sense of, is it slow growing or fast growing? Because there's a lot of guys with prostate cancer that do nothing other than what's called watchful waiting. They literally just get tested on an annual or a quarterly or biannual basis, and as long as the level of cancer stays about where it was the previous time, they don't do anything at all. But if you don't catch it early, then you're really stuck. You have to do something really drastic and really invasive. And frankly, this is a horrible way to live, and it's a horrible way to die.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Well said. We'll end on that note. You can check out more about this by going to menshealth.com. Greg, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for shedding some light on prostate cancer.
It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Yeah, and, you know, here's the key, guys. Seriously, just go and get tested. Go and get the test. It's not that big of a deal if you catch it early. That's what we keep saying. It is a horrible way to die, and I would hate to think of anybody out there listening to America Tonight just shrugging off a test that really isn't that difficult if you would just go and get it done. The PSA test, it's a blood test. Very, very easy to do. Coming up, we've got odds and ends, including some horrible tragedies in the Midwest due to weather. Stay with us.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And ends, and boy, we have a bunch of them, so I'm just gonna rifle through them. One, severe weather in the Midwest, 7 dead as a result, because we're winding back over the weekend to tell you what happened in case you missed it. And it, once again, you know, I can't say this enough. As somebody who was shocked, didn't grow up in a tornado alley, ended up having a television news career in and around places where they got tornadoes. And, boy, I learned a lot in a very short amount of time. It's all the same picture. Horrific tornadoes leveling people's homes, and you just pray nobody is hurt. But 7 people were killed in Ohio. They had severe thunderstorms and tornadoes, too. What happened was one of the biggest tornadoes touched down in a place called Wood County. So now you got people scrambling all over the place. And where's Wood County? Picture Toledo, Ohio. It's about 30 miles south of there. And of all the people that were killed, a 5-year-old child was in the middle of this thing. 4 others were from 20 to 56 years old. And, you know, there's not a lot of details because it's pretty grisly and gruesome and sad. And they've, you know, the families are still dealing with all of this. But this was early Sunday. And you just wrap your head around this and think, isn't there anything that we can do? And we're going to have some weather people on, some weather experts. But isn't there anything we can do to jump the tornado watches more? And I know there have been amazing advances that have been made from the 50s to now, but still it's just not enough. And maybe I'm answering my own question. It's Mother Nature, and you can't, what can you expect? How can you predict this when you have certain weather conditions? It's not even the same as a hurricane. And you look at the photographs, this is radio, but I say it again, you think of matchsticks just thrown all over the floor, thousands of matchsticks. And if you were hovering above in a helicopter and looking down, that's all you would see. You would just see wreckage. That it really just looks like a war zone. And about 50 people, by the way, were part of a triage base where they had to be put together. 17 ended up getting transferred to hospitals. So besides the people killed, there were people who narrowly escaped with their lives. Then you had a tornado that slammed down in Illinois in a place called Elmwood. That happened on Saturday night near Peoria County is what we're talking about. And if you looked at any of the photographs from there, which I did, you see a twisted gas station and you see just streets covered with branches and broken glass and, you know, all the kind of stuff that you'd normally see with these tornadoes. And again, you had people who were lucky to escape with their lives. And it was really strange, too, because a tornado watch means that you've got conditions that are ripe for tornadoes. So at least you do have the watch that's thrown out there. And if we looked at Sunday, just however many, 10 hours ago, whatever it was, you had tornado watches that were stretching from New Hampshire and Vermont, where we have lots of listeners, all the way down to Virginia, Boston, New York, Philly, Baltimore, Washington. Man, I never can remember once as a kid hearing anybody say anything about a tornado. Hurricanes, yes, living near the water, but never a tornado. So now the boundaries, I guess, of what you think tornadoes, where tornadoes normally show up, certainly have been stretched. So that was a very sad story over the weekend. And obviously we wish those people well in trying to piece together those towns, and the people unfortunately have to bury like a 5-year-old child. Can you imagine? I mean, that's just got to be the worst feeling in the world. All right, here's a follow-up to a story. This is part of Odds and Ends, and we're going outside of our borders to talk about this one. But I think the most smug, arrogant person, young person, that I've ever seen in interviews where I thought, oh, I just want to reach out and choke this guy, not to death, but get him to tell the truth, is a guy named Joran Vandersloot. He's been on Greta Van Susteren a zillion times because she was hot on the Natalie Holloway story, if you remember that from 5 years ago. So everybody suspected that he was somehow involved with the Natalie Holloway disappearance, but he always managed to wiggle his way out of it, out of what happened in Aruba. And still no body, no any information about the disappearance of her. Well, now, this time, he went a little bit too far. And what did he do? Well, he went after a young woman and allegedly killed a 21-year-old woman in Lima, Peru. So a judge has extended the investigation into murder suspect Joran Vandersloot, who's accused of killing this Peruvian woman for another week. He's a Dutch citizen, we know that, right? So he's hauled off and he's jailed now in Peru. and they're trying to piece this together. He's the sole suspect in the case, but he hasn't formally been charged. The weird thing is it sounds just too familiar, almost like the Holloway thing. He is a slippery cat. So the embassy told Peruvian law authorities that they're not comfortable with the way he's been presented to the media. Oh, gee. He arrived Saturday over the weekend at the police headquarters. He's handcuffed. He was wearing a protective vest. He was escorted through a news conference. Photographers snapped, you know, photographs of him. And the body of this 21-year-old, Stephanie Flores Ramirez, by the way, was found in the hotel room registered to Vandersloot, who was twice arrested, again, and released in connection with the disappearance of Natalie Holloway back in 2005 in Aruba. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, this sleazy, slick Willie. I hope they have finally caught him. Because, of course, he gets away, thinks he's going to get away with something. Again, let's see if they have enough evidence to make it stick. I mean, just because the name was of the hotel room was his, they still have to really be able to link things together to be able to hang on to him, because the Dutch are trying to pull him back and trying to get him out of that situation. So that's an update as to what happened. Remember, they were chasing after him when we last talked on America Tonight. All right, in the meantime, here's something else as we bounce back closer to home. I mentioned this briefly at the top of the show, but this is a giant story. We're going to have more on this week. It's similar to what happened with Abdullah Matullah, the Christmas Day bomber who would have blown up that airliner that was headed for Detroit. Remember, you know, the whole story, how he was a Nigerian. He had gotten on, went through Amsterdam, and then ultimately could have blown up the plane right before it landed in Detroit. Now they got two Jersey guys. They picked up at JFK. They were planning to travel to Somalia to wage what they're calling violent jihad. And they expressed flat out a willingness to do the same thing in the United States. So the FBI was all over them because they were able to get enough information on them and to assimilate in a mosque, is from what I understand from my information. So you had a 21-year-old guy, this Mohammed Alessa in North Bergen, New Jersey, and then Carlos Almonte from Elmwood Park, New Jersey, two North Jersey towns. They were both taken into custody at the airport. They were going to take separate flights to Egypt. They were definitely headed for Somalia. They were going to join a terrorist organization, Al-Shabaab, and they were going to, as they left messages for people, wage, once again, violent jihad. So federal prosecutors say that they're charged with what I mentioned before, conspiring to kill, maim, kidnap people outside the United States. They're going to be in court on Monday. I'm sure we're going to see more on this. The FBI got a tip regarding what they were doing all the way back in 2006. So they've been keeping tabs on them for a very long time, and they finally had something that was going to stick that they could nail them to the wall with, and I think that's terrific. All right, we got to give you something a little more lighthearted here for odds and ends. And I think Sandra Bullock deserves a round of applause from our live studio audience in Minneapolis. Yeah. Because you know what? She held her head high. I could care less about the MTV Movie Awards, nor could many of you, I'm sure. But she was there. She showed up. She could have easily just stayed lying in the weeds, and why not? I mean, you know, everything gets played out in the public. And do we care about what happens with Hollywood celebrities? I mean, other people go through messy divorces, and there's nasty, crummy things that happen to women and happen to men. But from all accounts, this is a really good lady, and she was really done wrong. And it was, you know, it was all over the place. I mean, it was humiliating. She's saying that this guy's her soulmate, winning the awards, all that sort of stuff, and we're talking about Jesse James. So she showed up for the MTV Awards. Good for her, and people went crazy for her, and I think that's a good thing. So it's worth giving her a little applause and odds and ends. Coming up, we're going to start counting. I got my fingers ready. We can count next.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Weekend counts off with three Delaware men. Why are they so special? They face drug charges. Again, why are they so special? Well, police found a pound of heroin and a pistol in the car driven by one of them. This was a 6 months investigation by the local Wilmington Police Department and the DEA. What's interesting here is when we talk about the heroin, we're talking about 19,500 bags of the stuff. So now you do the math, and that's supposed to be about $10 a piece on the street if you add that all up. I mean, that's a major, major bust, a big bust. They found about that pound, about a pound, in a truck's secret compartment. So I guess the three dudes thought they were going to get away with it, but not quite. The street value was $195,000. So I'm sure Manny Moe and Jack will be doing some prison time as they really connected the dots to them for sure. Here's another one when we talk about crime and something that just makes you go, yeah, finally. You know, with this hijacking of credit cards, if that's happened to anybody listening to me, you know, you're just minding your own business. You're using your ATM card or using your credit card. And the next thing you know, you find out that somebody has somehow gotten your digits. And that's no good, because then it's not so simple. Yes, you can eventually weave your way out of it, but you have to prove the stuff isn't yours sometimes, or at least you have to go through the rigmarole, even if it's through the bank, of waiting for them to put it back, put the money back in your account and show that, of course, this couldn't have been you because you've never had activity like that before. It really is. That's why we say, and we've had people on to talk about identity theft, because anything I can do to spare any of you that pain, I've been there. It's not pretty, my friends. It is not. So here's this guy, Albert Gonzalez, out of Boston. He was sentenced just before the weekend in the U.S. District Court to two concurrent 20-year stints in prison. Why? Well, he had a big fat role in what prosecutors call the unparalleled theft of millions of credit and debit card numbers from major U.S. retailers. This cat was a Cuban American born in Miami. That's where he was living. And he did do the plea agreement thing. So he gets a little less time, I guess, a little bit lower on the end of the spectrum. But what happened was he and his co-conspirators hacked into computer systems and stole credit card information. You know where they got it from? TJX, Office Max, DSW. Boy, DSW, this is like the third time I've heard of them in the news. DSW and Dave and Buster's. That's just a few, but pretty large names. Dave and Buster's is big. Office Max, all of them are big. Big names. And so this is huge for cyber crimes. Then they used some of the stolen numbers to get cash from ATM machines and sold a lot of the other numbers to other criminals, including some in Eastern Europe. So how many people have had to go through the nonsense of getting new cards, doing all this other stuff because of idiots like Gonzalez and his crew? And, you know, he's just one guy. There are so many others out there. It's really crazy. At least please tell me, anybody listening to me or everybody listening to me, I don't care what you do with the identity theft thing, at least tell me you have a shredder, because you have to shred those bills. You have to shred anything with your name on it, because that's one very easy way. It's such a layup way for guys like him to get a hold of your numbers. And then, you know, he sold it all over the place. So if you were one of those people, you know, who knows who had all your money. Speaking of money, and perfect for We Can Count, Prince William, I guess, is getting set to walk down the aisle. At least he's actually discussing it. You know, there's always those rumors and the speculation about what's going to happen. And he's been dating this girl named Kate Middleton. If we lived in England, all of you would know who she is, because it's just front page news constantly. You want to talk about the paparazzi following you around. I think the entire courtship of these two, there's been somebody in the bushes. So now it's close to proposal time. And the rumor is he has a ring or whatever. But here's the key for We Can Count. They're talking about a $40 million wedding. What do you get for $40 million? Well, champagne, caviar. So it must be inevitable, because the future fiance has even ordered a $200,000 dress. And then you got all the people that would tune in to watch it, like they did with Charles and Diana, if people would tune in. The estimate is about 3 billion people would watch the ceremony, which means if you went back to 1981, only 750 million watched Charles and Di. But $40 million, man, I can think of a lot of things you can do with $40 million. I mean, I know he's royalty and all that nonsense, but couldn't they do it a little bit cheaper than that? Whew, what a wedding that would be to get invited to, though, Matt. If you were invited to that wedding, you know, what do you bring as a gift? What can you give the people who have literally everything?
I don't know. I'd be more focused on schmoozing and picking up a date.
No, you would. Yeah, you'd want to go solo.
Yeah.
And try to hit on one of those money girls.
Get into the rich.
That's right. Get Break the Ring. And you have an American accent, so you might be attractive to some of those Brits.
Exactly. And then I could be the Duke or whatever they call them.
Yeah, you'd be a Duke of something.
Right.
The Duke of Exington or something.
There you go.
You just have to find the single woman connected to the title. That's the key.
I'm very good at doing nothing.
So I
could do that.
Then you would be perfect for one of those titles.
I know. Just sit around and do nothing?
That's right. You could fill in that role. It's so funny that you say that. I love it when they talk about people, you know, what if you won the lottery? What if you won the lottery? You wouldn't work again, would you? Why would you work? And I think, I mean, are you kidding? What if you won the lottery a huge amount, you could do a lot of good things and a lot of good for a lot of people. But working at a regular 9-to-5 job, why would you do that when life is so short? I never understand when people say that. I get if you like your job, but I still don't see how you would stay at your job if you really made a lot of cash in the lottery.
You'd get frustrated real quick and just be like, all right, I don't need this job.
I don't need this buy. I'm gone. Because what's the paycheck then? You don't even want the paycheck. It doesn't matter because they can't pay you any of that money. It's funny that I bring up the lottery because Friday night I met somebody connected to the Texas lottery. And he told me an interesting thing. They've got offices in different places, including Dallas, Texas. And he said, you know, you always wonder how many people win. In their office, they only take $600, if you win $600, up to $1 million. Because if it's more than that, you've got to go to the state capital offices of the Texas lottery, just like all the other lotteries in the United States. But 150 people come in a week, so somebody's winning lotteries, right? All right, here's how we end We Can Count. Elton John had a big gig, got paid $1 million to sing at this man's fourth wedding. Do you know who I'm talking about? That would be Rush Limbaugh. He got married for the fourth time over the week, and there were about 400 people that were celebrating the event, and Elton John was the main event in a way. He got paid $1 million to sing at the wedding. So Limbaugh, who's 49, married Catherine Rogers, who's 33, at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. And, you know, she was asked a bunch of times by different people about the age gap and if the years, you know, wow, that's a lot of years, does that bother you or whatever? And she said no, because she's always thought of herself as an older soul anyway and never really fit in with the younger crowd. So wife number four, $1 million for Elton John to sing. Wow, how about that? I think America Tonight was invited, but our invitation arrived a little bit too late. Hey, you can send me your thoughts on anything we do on the show, americatonight.net.